July 15th, 10 o'clock to order. I'd like to welcome everyone here. We'd like to ask my brother to do a prayer for us today. I'd like this special request from this chair to take care of my elder, Joe Chunkamola, Cleo and his family, and to reach out for them with prayer. I ask you as a favor of our Lord. Thank you.
Chairman, that's okay. With your approval, I ask Luke Sandy, my aunt, if she could go ahead and lead us in a word of prayer.
Maybe not.
Oh, God, Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this day and thank you for the privilege of being here. And we thank you for answered prayer that you gave to us. We just ask that you watch over this minister's council and over the Osage Nation, and that watch over the Chunkamola family. And we just ask for guidance as we attend to business, that you give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the things that we do. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, dear. Please have a seat.
Chairman, we ask that the member of council, Evan Wallace, ask you to read the names of the deceased health agents. If I can have just a moment of your time. Joanne Westmoreland, Lewis Wolford, Jacqueline Overly, Jonathan Good, Michael Schooling, Wayne Bollinger, John Martin, Clara Bowen. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I didn't get that in my book, and I'd like to have a copy of it.
Yes, sir. A little list.
Thank you.
You have the agenda.
I've got the agenda, but I didn't have the book.
We'll take care of that. With that, I'd like to ask for a roll call.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Chisholm?
Present.
Councilman Brown?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Wallace?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
Chairman Corbin?
Thank you so much. About that, go to new business. Item A, City of Sky to Dan Gantz. So floor is all yours, sir. Your introduction. Anyone who's with you.
Mr. Chairman, counselors, I have Steve Toller here with the Hallway of Dyke, which is an engineering firm working for the City of Skagit. Currently, the City of Skagit is putting in a 16-inch line in its water treatment plant to Lennon Hall and Oak, which is about 4 miles of line. In any case, we did this project out and we started the project, and then during the course of the project, we were notified that we had to approach the Mineral Council on getting a permit, if you will. So that's why we're here before the council.
And we had sent all the information out. The email that I received to everyone received it. Okay. Did you bring all your information with you today?
We do have.
Thank you, Chairman. Appreciate you coming and visiting with us. Always enjoy going to Sky 2, one of our areas that we enjoy going to. And even with some of our folks down there have an annual celebration. So we appreciate your coming to us. You could summarize a few sentences what you're asking of the minerals.
Sure. We were putting in a 16-inch line from our water treatment plant to the City of Skagit's distribution line, which is about 4 miles from our water treatment plant. So in the course of that, we have to cross about 22 or 3 property owners. All of this, of course, being in Osage County. And we required the right-of-way in the course of doing this. Evidently, this came up that we had, or the contractor had a dispute with one of the property owners. They may have hauled off dirt from his property, and therefore he notified the Osage Nation. Of course, the city of Skagit nor the engineering firm was aware that we were required to get a permit. So we contacted a representative with Minerals Council. They said that we needed to acquire a permit or obtain a waiver in the course of doing this project, and therefore that's why we're here today.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You say you hauled, that your contractor hauled dirt away. What, how did, where did he haul it to? What did he do with it?
He took it, he arranged for a buyer, and it was a gentleman in Osage County.
A buyer?
A buyer. Typically, the contractors are going to have some spoil when they excavate and install the water line. So typically, in our specifications and in the contract, between the contractor and the city of Skagit, it's the contractors to dispose of. So typically, they'll either work out arrangements with the property owner to side cast and waste there on the property, or if there's a value to it and they have a buyer, they'll haul the spoils off for sale. So in this case, we asked him to quantify what he had sold, and it was 8 loads, I brought the email with it, to the tune of about $100, I think, is what he had sold from the water line project.
Follow up?
Yes, please.
How much of it is completed then, and how much more does he expect to remove from the and sell to somebody?
We have directed him that he is no longer allowed to remove soil from any of the properties until we get a resolution. So.
Okay, but in order for us to know what to go forward, how much do you anticipate is going to be needed to be removed?
I think we can direct him to remove 0 additional from the project, and he can make arrangements with the property owners in order to side cast him.
Why would you change the car?
Excuse me, sir?
Why would you change?
I think he's interested in getting along and getting the project completed.
Has the Bureau of Indian Affairs actually been in there yet?
I believe they were called.
Yes, Alfred, one of the fieldmen actually went out and looked at it. I think he actually notified y'all to
yes.
Shut down and report that.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
Are we covering any restricted properties?
No, sir.
Excuse me, Counselor. That's
no, your questions are just part of where I would have went with it. Whenever something's sold of the excavated materials, sand, sandy soil, whatever, anything that has value, we generally are actually required by CPFRs to collect a royalty on that. So,
well, I understand, and I think moving forward, that is something that we can easily address in future contracts with the city of Skagit for the stipulation and therefore not be removed, or for the contractor owner in advance to obtain the permit.
Right, and for your, you know, further, you know, in the future, that's the reason for us to be contacted about the permits and stuff, so we can explain these things in advance.
Yes,
make an agreement and you know, and if you're still selling, we can probably do something about that, make arrangements for that, you know. But we would, this council talking, well, we would need to collect our 10% of the value is what the CFR said.
Respectfully, I would like to ask a question because the city of Skagit was unaware that there was this process or permit required when we started this project. And the reason I say that is because we had actually put in the electric line for our utilities to run to the actual casino when it was built. And there wasn't anything mentioned at that particular time. And I think we may have removed some dirt at that point because. And so that's the confusion that we have a little bit is to, in the future, what's the test that requires the permit?
Appreciate your comments. number one, I feel like if the way we probably will handle this is if you you have a good engineering story and what you're going to do with the dirt. But most importantly, it's just going to cross a barrier in the sales and make sure we understand and we'll get our royalty share. And we'll lean on Bureau to ensure that that process is implemented, working with their engineers and their field. So that's kind of, we're on, this group here is on determination of value only. And that's what these Bureau and United States reps ask of us, is what's your determination of value, which we're going to discuss with Phillips. And, but basically, if you're in a position where you're moving X amount of dirt, I hear 8 truckloads, that's a good start. We can maybe make the conversion toward weight, is what we're generally trying to sell these things. And we're just, all we're after is that royalty share be paid to our shareholders.
Sure.
We want to make sure they get their value, and then we want you and development to continue on, at least in my chair. We want efficient, fast development in Osage County. Just a quick conversation with us and, you know, good communication with the Bureau. I think we'll be okay from here on in the future. Has to answer your question there between, there's been a lot going on, you know, the wind farm lawsuits, and so this thing's kind of emerged, it's coming up, so we, that's why we're dealing with it. You know, maybe, I wasn't on the council before, but I was in 2006-10 on this council. We didn't have any of those coming in front of us, starting to surface now, so I hope that kind of helps you understand.
It does. I mean, the city of Skagit has, in the next, probably in 5 years, we're going to spend $15 to $20 million worth of improvements, improving the city and the infrastructure. And for an example, in the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to be doing a lot of road improvements. Letha Louise, which is partnered with the Osage Nation, there's that project, and there's some other road projects that may actually, I don't know, we'll have to be conscious about how we draft those contracts to make sure that they don't get rid of the dirt.
If I may, a lot of that's relocation. Utilities, did you replace this water line that you just laid?
No, it's in addition to one we already
had. That you already had there through an easement?
No, the water
have current, an easement?
Yes, the current water line that we have runs a different direction. This runs.
I guess you guys will follow up. I'm sorry. I think I'm done with my comments. I'm hoping that's helpful. But again, at least in my chair, we're interested in continued development. Oh, I wanted to say that the ODOT is starting to come in now too.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, it's everyone's starting to learn and realize they just make a trip or a call up here just to see. And just to make it real simple, it's if any dirt's moving off there, we need off your side for value. We need to be in that conversation. If you move it around within the site, at least it's today now, we could be determined by our attorney's notice. But at least in my mind, I'm dealing with this myself, is, you know, you're using it for other areas within that contract. We need to understand that, too, to make sure that there's any value traded.
Sure.
That we'll get our share for realty owners. Thank you.
Thank you.
State of Oklahoma is going to bring us an MOU that we can work with you later, everyone, but it's not quite as fascinating. Councilman Crabb and then Councilwoman Irwin, then we'll move on.
I was looking forward to trying to see how to go forward with this. At our 10%, we're talking if we verify that you've sold $800 worth, whatever the verification is. You know, it's only an $80 deal, but in order to be consistent, like, but also, there is also another piece of this thing, and that's the reason it says for, I think, a permit or a waiver somewhere in the stuff is because the BIA has to be coming, you know, either we have to waive it to the BIA, and I'm going to be asking Robin a question here on how to go forward with this, because when we just give somebody our blessing to do a project like doing that, and there's not going to be any sales or anything involved, we just give a waiver to them, because if we do a permit, it triggers EA stuff for the, you know, environmental assessment stuff for the BIA. And so the question I'm getting to there, Robin, is if we collect our $80, is that going to mean he has to do an EA on the deal?
At this point, I believe we would look at that as possibly a trespass issue, since they've already done it. Because they've already removed it, correct?
That's correct.
That is correct. So let's look at that avenue.
Yeah. I'm trying to follow up what the other councilman said, that we don't want to hold up construction and that sort of thing and advancement and stuff, but we also want to protect our people, make sure we get what we want. And I don't want to stick you into an EA situation if we can figure a way out of it to do that and still protect our people.
Federal dollars, it all triggers the same.
At this point, what I heard a few minutes ago is you weren't going to be removing any more dirt. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I would look at that.
Thank you.
Sending a letter coming in saying this is what we've done, and we'll prepare a receivable document and collect it as trespass.
Superintendent Bureau of Indian Affairs Department of Interior, and that's how we'll get started. Everything will be fine.
So, but I will need something from the tribe, or from the Minerals Council.
Yes, as a request.
Basically saying that that's where you're going to handle it.
So a letter,
email.
A letter documenting what has been removed. I'll prepare that letter for Mr. Yancey to send.
Yes.
And it would be addressed to the Minnesota Minerals Council. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And as a follow-up, you will need us to make an action today to give them a waiver for their continuing project.
That is correct. And okay. I would go ahead and include the $80 that has happened already.
Yeah, as a trespass.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry. The last email I got was 11 loads. So there may be a little
Before we move.
It may be closer to 11 lines. We have to go back and verify.
Yes, that'll be fine. Whatever you verify. We'll just put it down in the resolution says 10% of whatever they sold.
Councilwoman Harvey, thank you for waiting.
I just wanted to say that when there was some construction going around the casino, the contractors did come in and visit with us about it. So, you know, we do that with everybody. And that you only did 8 loads, and that was 10,000. I heard the figure 10,000. What was that for?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I referred to the number that the contractor had initially given me, and Mr. Yancey is correct. I asked him to verify and put in an email to us something that he would be willing to attest to. And thanks for the reminder, Dan, because it was 11 loads at $160 a load. So it is.
Well, my money just talking. Let's keep going.
$1,760. So if we're doing that 10%,
okay.
So it'd be $176.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Does that take care of it, Councilwoman?
Yes, sir.
Councilwoman Yates.
Yes. Okay. I'm here at the superintendent saying she's going to need something in writing from the Minerals Council. Are we going to pass a resolution in response, or are we going to issue a letter in response? Yes.
I would just include it in the resolution. You're going to waive and then add the 10% of whatever's already been sold.
I'll entertain that motion.
Can we do that today?
I'll second.
Can we even do that today?
Councilman Yates, second by Councilman Redcorn, that we're going to waive the permitting process on the rest of the City of Skytooth water project. Attached letter will be written to ask the Bureau of Indian Affairs to review the process and project of today and get back with us on any removal of royalty
problem.
Turn it any way you'd like it, as long as that
I would go ahead and include the fact that there has been dirt that has been removed.
Please.
And that upon verification of the amount removed, that you're willing to accept 10% of whatever was sold. That should take care of it. Then when that letter comes in to me, I'll respond, and you'll get a CC of my response. You'll get direction as to where to send the payment. So you send the letter to me.
Bless you, God, Mr. Mayor. And anyway, check in with the superintendent before we write it and we'll sign it. Yes.
We might have a point of order situation here.
To waive, suspend the rules.
We're going against what we normally do, you know, voting today. So we might want to back up.
Would you?
I make a motion to suspend our normal voting rule and put the vote for today.
For today.
For today.
Would you second that, please?
I'd like to have a motion on the floor of the council today, so the council recommend suspend the rules and allow the vote on the elements today in this meeting.
I said something about it, did I not?
Without any discussion, let's just call for the question.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Thank you, and also motions on the floor. Any more discussion?
I have one piece, and that's that I think it was kind of understood without stating that I would like the BIA to have verification and documentation on what was sold, so they know what was sold to them before they collect.
Thank you, Council.
I appreciate the United States doing their representation to Ms. Phillips on her regard. I appreciate, and I think that going on with Councilman Crum's desire that you verify that the volumes are, and you're going to lean on this company and this group to submit the letters to us and we'll act on that. But we'll just verify that. The other thing is I'm not so sure of the word trespass. We just need to make sure this group has become aware and they're here and they want to get things going smoothly. So if we could maybe visit on that word, just let's get this group moving forward and doing great improvements to our county, and then we'll get our world peace program and move forward. I guess he's out, so go ahead.
There's different codes that we have to use in implementing a receivable document, so that was the code that I'll put it down that they've removed without permission.
That's fine, if we can have communication.
It'll be documented.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan, what's Skytrick's current population now?
It's probably close to 8,000.
How much?
8,000.
8,000?
Wow.
They're hitting the old Wassa. They're in a race for one another.
Oh, yeah. We're excited about the growth. We expect the population to be over 10,000 within 10 to 15 years.
That's what I was thinking. It sure looks like it is nowadays.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Letter of resolution.
You know, I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Are we doing a resolution or a letter?
Resolution.
It's on the floor.
Okay.
That's it.
Four letter, just a resolution.
Resolution to allow the project to go on while review of the sales and the trespassing element that's in the resolution. Your opinion first, you want to review that for us? And we have care of that because that actually will get on the side.
Plus the 10%.
The flat 10%.
And the 10% is in the resolution motion. Call for the question.
Councilman Tishwala?
What's that? I was reading this.
So wait for me, was it the statute?
Okay. Oh, that much, yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Thank you. Item number B, I'd like to talk about it just a minute. AT&T has called us. We have an element over by McCord. It's just a relocation of a telephone line. It's already in a road access right away. I'd like to have them the same privilege as we waive that permitting fee to allow them to finish up the relocation utilities. And it's a very small area.
Question, Jim. Do you know any details about how much volume was moved for this process? and where the project is, et cetera?
Yes, sir, I sure do. If you'd like to wait till Wednesday, let me have my email sent to everyone, we'll probably Wednesday.
Sounds good.
No, I appreciate it.
We have it in our books.
Oh, you do? You do get it?
Yes.
But we'll have it on Wednesday, Chairman?
If possible. Have you had a chance to review it?
No, no.
It's a very short element. We're literally, we're, I don't even know how many, we're not putting that many risers or anything.
775 feet?
Yes, that's it. Yes. Counsel.
It's in front of it.
May I have a legal? Can I, may I have a copy of that as well? Thank you.
Right-of-way application, that's what we're looking at?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Come from the BIA, so I think you have got.
Application for permission to survey the right-of-way.
Oh, maybe this before?
No, they had just received that, called us, and they were putting in the right process to get this done. They didn't want to drive 3 hours to get here.
Well, 775, but he's going to drive even as quickly enough. Then I felt that, other than the stretching.
Say again, they didn't want to drive 3 hours to get here?
Yeah.
Well, I guess my question would be, can we verify through the Bureau, they understand that they can verify what we're doing? I think Wednesday would be a good time to do it. Give us a chance, give the Bureau a chance, unless they just have to have it between now and then. And I recommend we vote on this.
Thank you.
962.
Of course, everyone knows that I have various branches over there in my office. And so anyway, this looks like it came out of Real Estate Services. They've identified a tract of land, the 930T109. So I would say that this is an application that they've submitted. They're going to be submitting to us, so it looks good to me.
It was, it was good. Let's go ahead and go with it and table it on to Wednesday. With that, I'd like to take in a motion to go into executive session.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Have a motion on the floor to go into executive session. Need a second?
Second.
Second it.
Question?
Motion on the floor, Councilman Harlan, second by Councilman Chichewala. Call for the question.
Discussion?
Discussion.
Oh, excuse me.
We have opinion 177 on this. I'm wondering why we need this in executive session.
Yes.
Counsel? Would be a sponsor like to bring up any?
I don't know how the rest of you all feel about it.
Hang on that dial, I'll answer that here in a second.
Led Zeppelin.
My dear?
Well, I'm... If we would go into open session, then I would ask that everybody leave except the shareholders.
Yes.
It's being broadcast on the internet. Non-shareholders to turn down their volume.
Yeah, I sure would. So, yeah, I guess leave it in executive session, or we could turn it off.
Thank you for the answer, just need to know why.
Yes, sir. Is there any more discussion, Counsel?
Well, Councilman's hand went up quicker than me. I have the same thing. I don't know why we can't discuss that in open, why it doesn't deserve to be discussed in the open.
Okay, then let's discuss it in the open.
Councilwoman.
My comment is based on the information that we received that said it was confidential and client privilege, so I would like for it to be talked in open session because I think our shareholders need to know what's going on. But because of the nature of the information that we've received by our attorney marked confidential, I think that we need to keep it confidential at this date and time. I'm not saying that later on we can't talk about it in open, but I think initially we ought to talk amongst ourselves. Thank you.
Councilman Crown, Councilman Rick.
I suggest then, Chairman, that we have a quick vote on that particular item going into executive session or not. Let the council choose. Let the council choose whether they want an executive session or not.
I have a motion on the floor. Do you want to suspend it for a moment?
No.
Question, Chairman.
No, it's to go into executive.
Yeah, the entire executive, you need to table that for, you're right, I think, point of order.
Counsel.
Thank you, Councilwoman Boone, for that summary of why. So I appreciate that.
Okay.
For the executive.
You're welcome.
I'd entertain a motion. Otherwise, I'd like to stay with what we have and go into executive.
Call for the question.
You got a call for the question?
Call for the question, dear.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
I abstain.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We're in. We're in the executive session. Please